Les interviews du doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Les amis, c'est avec un grand plaisir que je vais on va partager un petit moment avec un très grand artiste qui s'appelle Mike Andersen. Alors je pense que vous le connaissez pas, mais c'est un très grand artiste au Danemark, puisqu'il a sorti déjà un paquet d'albums, 9 albums, et puis là il va sortir plus largement ce nouveau disque qui s'appelle Raise Your Hands, qui est déjà disponible depuis un petit moment, mais le label a décidé d'aller plus loin que les frontières du Danemark et nous faire découvrir ce disque. Et puis on va en parler un petit peu, on va parler de la carrière de Mike aussi, et puis on va parler un petit peu de musique en règle générale, parce que c'est un très grand artiste. So Mike, first of all, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak with you, to speak only not only with the last release, because it's not only one, but we have to speak about your music in general. But what a great pleasure to open the doors.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to speak of Mike to Raise Your Hands, who is coming. So maybe it's a little bit difficult right now to speak about this one, not only because it's coming like 1 year ago, but I think it's pretty different right now, I think. So first of all, maybe we can speak about Raise Your Hand in your country, because I know that this was one of the records, last records, with moving on a chart, and we have a lot of good answer for the people. So where are you today? Where is your approach? Because this Raise Your Hand, it's released since 1 year ago, in September 2021, but it's look like a new one, in fact.
Well, the thing is, we put it out in Denmark and the countries we usually work in. And during the period from the release a year ago up until now, some good things started to happen for me in France. Mm-hmm. There was a good review, and I got a really good booking agent, and some good things started to happen. And we started to talk about, we should have the album out for real in France, you know, with physical distribution and stuff like that. And and then we decided to give it a shot. So we're calling it a new album, because it's officially out now in France, but it is actually 1 year old. But
yes.
But we're still touring with this album, and we're actually really still enjoying playing the songs from it. So for me, it's still a new album.
Bah, clair. Bah voilà les amis, donc vous l'avez compris. Alors c'est très particulier pour Mike, hein, on en parle parce que en fait cet album est disponible bien sûr au Danemark, il a été dans les charts pendant un long moment. Il est sorti le 17 septembre 2021, il y a un an maintenant, et puis il était vraiment très local, hein. C'est un artiste très local qui a la chance d'être venu en France, on va en parler dans un instant. Et puis la question c'était, bah, est-ce que tu penses que là pour le coup c'est un nouvel album, puisque c'est quand même un album qui a un an, mais qui va réellement sortir. Et vous l'avez compris, il est très content, il a plein de bonnes choses qui arrivent en 2022, puisqu'il y a le disque qui sort, il y a des concerts, il défend cet album depuis une année maintenant, donc c'est pas rien, et c'est vraiment une très très bonne nouvelle. So I think for me, we listen your music since so many times, it's a good news that in fact, at the end, something is happening with France, but not only, because maybe a lot of people can listen your music, not only on Spotify, Deezer, or something like that. It's really something that we can have with us. I think CD, vinyl, it's clearly something that is waiting right now from you. So I think in 2022, where we are right now, I think you are so happy. You are lucky guys right now with new records, with these new records.
Yes, and the thing is, I really love the old media. I'm a big vinyl freak. I love vinyl. So for me, it's important, if we have starting to gain a new audience somewhere, I want the real media to be available. I want the vinyl to be available and the CD, so people can persuade one. Because to me, it's fine with me that people hear the music online, but it's not the same. And I want it to be available as the real deal.
Bah, vous l'avez compris, on est en train de parler justement que on va pouvoir maintenant découvrir, écouter en vinyle, écouter en CD ce nouveau disque hein, qui est dispo depuis un petit moment. On va l'avoir entre les mains, on va pouvoir l'écouter. Comme le dit Mike, il est comme moi, il adore les vinyles, il adore les supports et c'est aussi important d'échanger la musique en live, mais pouvoir l'écouter tranquillement au feu du bois, voilà, au coin du bois, dira-t-on, c'est important. Mike, some words about your songs on this new yes. release. Because I have one or two questions right now, but I would like after that to speak about some old release because I'm listening your right. musics and I have some questions from home, for example, and I have some questions sure. for Devil in Back is Back because right. I like this cover or this artwork yeah. on this Devil is Back. So maybe a few words first of all about Raise Your Hand. We start yeah. with a song which is called Slamming the Door, which look like right. autobiographic or something like that. No.
It is. In a way, it is. I mean, I think it's mainly about me being 45. If I'm lucky, I imagine I'm halfway in life. So I can look back on the slightly stupid young man I was. You know, the young man who thinks he knows it all. And you get a little bit older and you realize you don't know anything. And so that's one of the sides of the story. And the other side is, I feel also sometimes the grumpy old man is slowly moving into me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that guy either. So the song is about that. The song is also about this whole purist thing that is within blues music. Because what I do is not traditional blues. Mm-hmm. It's based on blues, but I put a lot of other things in it. Mm. And sometimes people like that, and sometimes they criticize that. And it's fine with me, but the song is about that. You know, these purists with their arms crossing, that does not sound like 1962. Mm-hmm. Well, I never promised you. So the song is about that.
Voilà, vous l'avez compris. Alors, le premier titre, alors si vous, quand vous allez découvrir cet album, il s'appelle Slamming the Door. C'est vraiment autobiographique, comme il le dit. La vie passant, on vieillit, il vieillit. Et puis au début, j'étais pas gentil garçon, des choses comme ça. Et puis il dit, je commence à sentir le poids des ans. C'est la vie avance et il a à travers sa musique, qui est pas uniquement blues. Hein, il y a des cuivres, il y a parfois un petit peu, c'est jazzy. Il y a vraiment différents sons. Et comme il le dit, ça fait avancer. Il se sent des fois un peu vieux dans sa musique, mais il a quand même aussi pas mal de retours sur les différents choix qu'il fait, et c'est à travers ce morceau dont il en parle, parce que des fois il y a des gens qui critiquent, c'est normal, hein, il faut te dire ouais, bah, celle-là elle est mieux, je préférais celle-là, mais parfois il faut aussi avancer, et c'est le cas à travers ce nouvel album, donc qui s'appelle Raise Your Hands. On a parlé de Slamming the Door. Maybe Mike, some words about your feeling when you write, you record some songs. Right. Sometimes you have some very bad things, you are so sad when right. you write something, and I think sometimes it's clearly a little bit disappointing. We have some song with very sad, and we have some song we have a lot of energy. Where you can find this idea when we have to write something with sad, and maybe we write something with more with energy. This is clearly at the moment you have one idea and you put everything on your think and you create something, or it is the story of your life. Sometimes you are so sad, sometimes you are so happy.
Sometimes, yeah, I think to me, music reflects on life, and sometimes I'm ecstatically happy, and then some songs should reflect that. Other times I'm very sad and anxious and all that. I mean, it's all part of life. And I think that music should deal with all parts of life. My songs are not necessarily one-to-one. Sometimes it can be a friend of mine I'm singing about, or something I saw in a movie, but it has to move me. If I get touched by something, then I can write, because I can feel it. And maybe the reason why there are so many melancholic songs on mm-hmm. this record is because I've been through some difficult things in my life the past years. So of course that comes down in the songs as well. But I don't necessarily think that a sad song makes you sad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the other way around. If somebody describes a sad feeling, that can give a sense of relief. So sometimes if you see live a blues or a soul or a jazz song, sometimes you sing about the saddest things and people go, yeah, you know, because you speak for them. They feel less alone. Oh, you've tried that too. So sometimes a sad song can actually make people less sad.
Or happy. It depends. Ah, voilà, donc on était en train de se dire effectivement le disque il est parfois surprenant parce qu'il y a des il a une écriture qui est des fois avec des chansons très tristes puis des chansons qui sont voilà très 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 avec une grosse énergie à l'intérieur. Donc ma question c'était est-ce que c'est effectivement comment viennent les idées? Est-ce que c'est parce que comme vous l'avez compris il a eu des moments difficiles et puis il a écrit ses chansons ou parce que bah par moment c'est autour d'une histoire d'un ami qui lui amène une chanson ou une histoire qu'il a vue pendant un film, des choses comme ça. Donc c'est vrai que l'approche peut être des fois un peu troublante, mais son idée c'est quand même d'essayer de faire partager avec tout le monde ce qu'il ressent. Et comme on le disait sur la fin, par moment quelque chose qui peut être très triste peut être très triste pour ceux qui écoutent ou très heureux parce que parfois il y a certaines mélancolies, il y a une certaine mélancolie, mais aussi des titres qui sont écrits dans le sens de nous toucher. Donc on peut être aussi très surpris et très bien à travers la musique. C'est quand même très très original. On écoutera quelques titres tout à l'heure. I think, Mike, if we can describe a little bit for the people who listen us today and discover the universe of Mike Anderson. It looks like a blues with a mix of soul with so fantastic instrument on it, because sometimes we play with a quive, we have some different things, and your voice look like so beautiful. So maybe it's something look like a melting pot of some different influence, and we have Raise Your Hand Who Is Coming and something like that.
Well, I like that image of a melting pot because that's how I see music. I think if you get too focused on rules of what rules you have to follow for it to be real blues or real soul, I think it's closing down the energy. So I just started to be inspired, and I fell in love with blues music when I was 12 years old. Yeah. And up through my 20s I heard soul music all the time, so it's my foundation. But I also like a lot of other stuff. I'm a big fan of the new band Quang Bing, if you know them. I'm a big fan of Black Keys. I'm a big fan of a lot of country music. I'm a big Bob Dylan fan. I love the Beatles. I love the Stones. So all of these influences, I just let them flow freely, and out comes this weird mix.
Yeah.
That hopefully sounds like me.
A real melting pot of energy with different bands. Ah voilà, vous l'avez compris. Donc on est en train de parler un peu de la manière dont était le groupe. Hein, pour ceux qui veulent découvrir Mike Anderson, il y a plein d'albums. Hein, il y en a 9 avec Raise Your Hand. Voilà, c'est un mélange de blues, de soul. Vous l'avez compris, il a plein d'influences. On a des Rolling Stones. Voilà, il y a plein de gens. Et à travers tout ça, il arrive, depuis l'âge de 12 ans, les amis, 12 ans où il joue de la musique. Voilà, il en a 44 aujourd'hui, c'est vous dire. Il a mélangé tout ce qu'il a vu, entendu, découvert dans ses albums. Et je vous invite vraiment à découvrir Mike Anderson, cet album Raise Your Hands qui va ressortir. Est vraiment un très très bon album. Et puis vous allez découvrir la voix de Mike Anderson qui est une très très belle voix. Mike, before we open a little bit the pages of concert, because we have to speak about concert,
right?
Show, gigs, a few words about the band behind you, because a lot of people playing with you since so many years. So I think, do you think right now, after so many years, so many records, you have the right band at the right place?
Yes, I do. And we've been together, this particular lineup, we've been together for 11 years.
Yeah.
And before that, I had a lineup that was together for almost 10 years. So it might be my name, but we are very much a band. Mm. So it's very, I almost never tell anybody in the band what to play, because I'm a fan of all of them. You know, there are extremely good musicians, and together, I want them to play what they hear and they feel, and together we create a sound that is ours. And I really feel we have done that, because we've played many, many hundreds of shows together. We've traveled all over Europe together. spent so much time together, seeing each other in good times and difficult times. And I think all of that, when you hold a band together for many years, all of these things start to reflect in the music, that we know each other like a little family. So having a band and having a band for a long period of time, so you develop a sound together, is very important to me.
Ah voilà, vous l'avez compris, on parlait du groupe qui tourne depuis un long moment maintenant avec Mike Anderson. Vous l'avez compris, ça fait 10 ans qu'ils sont, plus de 10 ans qu'ils sont ensemble. Comme il le dit, il est fan de son groupe parce que ils se connaissent maintenant, ils ont vécu les hauts, ils ont vécu les bas, ils ont vécu les bons moments, les mauvais moments. Et puis, il est fan, il est carrément fan du groupe qui joue avec lui. Et ça se sent dans la musique, hein, parce que je suis persuadé que quand vous allez écouter ces albums, ce nouvel album, Raise Your Hands, vous allez découvrir que le groupe, bah, il part au quart de tour dès qu'il y a une idée, un son, un vocal qui arrive, un chant qui arrive. Vous allez découvrir un grand grand groupe et comme le dit Mike, il est très 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 content du travail qu'ils ont fourni tous ensemble, et c'est une très très belle histoire. Je vous invite à la découvrir et à écouter, hein, je vous le dis, ce nouvel album Raise Your Hand qui arrive là dans quelques jours. And Mike, just before we come back to the other records, because I have one or two questions for the other records, we have to speak about concert, because if I remember, you came in France for the first time in 2003. And you come back right now, mid of December, at Paris, to play a particular gigs at Les Étoiles. That was amazing, amazing to see you again. I know you play a lot of time, and you are so happy to come in France. So I think for you, it's your gift for Christmas to play in Paris mid December.
Actually, you know, Paris is magical. I guess it is for everybody, but to me, you know, in Europe, Paris has always been the center for African American music. There are so many movies, so many clips, so many stories about old jazz and blues stars in small jazz clubs in Paris, you know. Mm-hmm. This whole vibe is like a childhood dream for me. So when I got the news that we were going to play at the Étoile Jazz Club, I was just ecstatic, and I'm really 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 looking forward to it.
Do you prepare something special?
Excuse me?
Do you prepare something special for this gig in Paris?
Who knows? Who knows?
We make a teasing right now, so maybe something special is coming.
Well, I can promise you as much that it's going to be a very special evening for all of us. Ah. So we're going to give it all we have.
I will be there, so I see you, and I say, yes, something was very special, so... Pretty sure that we pass a good, good time. Bah, comme on le dit à l'instant, donc Mike était venu pour la première fois en France en 2003, si je me trompe pas. Il a tourné beaucoup en Europe et il est très content de revenir à Paris, donc le 15 décembre, au Jazz Les Étoiles, pour nous faire découvrir Raise Your Hand, bien sûr, puis tout le reste des disques qui sont dispo. Il y en a 9. Et comme on le disait, hein, est-ce qu'il y aura quelque chose de spécial? Peut-être, voilà, à suivre. Et il est très content de revenir à Paris et de jouer à Paris, parce que comme il le dit, c'est très spécial, il y a beaucoup de clubs de jazz, il y a une atmosphère particulière, il y a plein de films autour de Paris, et on sent qu'il est très très impatient de revenir. C'est dans un mois, je pense qu'on sera tous au jazz pour aller découvrir Mike. So I said, Mike in French, it's maybe 1 month before you come in France to play in Paris, and I think a lot of people maybe have a good idea to come to see you and discover, or maybe rediscover your music. And I think
really hope so.
pretty sure you have a lot of happiness on this venue, for sure.
And I think it's December 15th.
Yes, clearly. 15, yes. Yes. And another question, Mike, regarding the long career that we have, because... you create a lot of songs, and I would like to come back to maybe two of my favorite albums. One is called Home, one is called Devil Is Back. So, do you think the devil is clearly back with Raise Your Hands?
not really. I mean, Devil Is Back. If you want me to explain that title,
yeah,
Devil Is Back. Everybody thinks it's about a woman, but it's really not. It can be, and it's written like that so people can put whatever they feel into it. But for me, it was about going through something really difficult, scared of falling into the hole of depression and all of these things. I called in my head that the devil. The devil is back. Okay, that maybe an expression for darkness, yeah. You know, the inner darkness where we all have sometimes. That was the devil for me. So that was meant as. But then I thought it was a strong album title, but I didn't want to make it too depressive. So that's why I chose. Okay, so let's pretend it's a woman. Let's pretend the devil is a woman, and we wanted to signal that with these female legs.
Yeah,
wearing these high heel shoes, and I actually had a very good artist from Copenhagen to draw that picture. So it's a hand drawn picture.
Mm.
So that's the explanation behind that title.
Bah voilà, donc si vous voulez découvrir la longue carrière de Mike Andersen, il y a déjà plein d'albums, donc il y en a deux qui me tiennent à cœur, moi. On vient de parler de Devil Is Back qui est sorti en 2016. Je vous laisserai découvrir la pochette. Et puis derrière le morceau, on pense pas qu'il y a, c'est pas une femme derrière, mais il dit c'est plutôt le côté sombre, le côté noir qui l'a découvert, et c'est à travers ça qu'il a écrit ce titre. Et maybe Mike one word about I listened for the first time your music when I discovered Home, in fact.
Yeah.
And it's a long time ago, because this is eight years right now. It's coming on September 2014.
Yeah.
And I would like to know if the cover is really your Home with you.
Yes, it is. Yes. And there's a funny story about it, because that record is called Home for two reasons. One, because it is made in my home.
Okay.
I have a little studio, and we started making demos down there. But we felt they sounded so good that we just made it into the record. So it's made in my home. But if you listen to it, a lot of the songs are about the dilemma between being away, doing what you love to do the most, but still missing the ones you love the most.
Yeah.
Because we were touring so much outside Denmark at that time. So a lot of the songs are about that. But the front picture, we actually had a real photo session in a real studio with a real photographer. And then we looked at these pictures and we saw, this is not how this record is made. So one day during the sessions, we had lunch on my porch, and the guitar player, he took his iPhone and took a picture of me. And he looked at it and he said, this is how this record was made. So we ended up ditching all the professional photos and just putting that one, because we felt it was more true to how the record was made.
Yeah, it's clear. So you lost a little bit of money if you pick up some.
Yeah, we did. And if you look closely, you can actually see my little dog there.
Yeah.
And you can see, yeah. So
that's crazy.
It is in my backyard.
Crazy story. So on parlait de Home. Alors moi, c'est la première fois que j'ai découvert Mike Andersen en écoutant l'album Home, qui date du 1er septembre 2014. Et le cover de l'album, c'est sa maison. Je voulais juste en être sûr. Et comme il l'explique, donc tous les titres ont été enregistrés chez lui dans cette maison, particulièrement parce qu'il a un studio. Et ils avaient fait comme il le dit, ils ont fait une session photo du groupe, lui, pour faire les photos qui vont bien pour cet album. Puis en fin de compte, son guitariste a sorti un iPhone à un moment où ils étaient en train de manger sous le porche de la maison, et puis il a fait les photos, et en fin de compte ils ont dit bah non, en fait c'est ça qui doit être en cover de l'album Home, parce que c'est là où ont été enregistrés ces titres. Et que vous l'avez compris, c'est très particulier, parce que comme il le dit, on est parfois en balade, on aime bien aller à droite à gauche, mais on a aussi envie d'être chez soi. Et je pense que cette photo est clairement ce qu'on a envie de vivre régulièrement. Mike, before we ending, one last questions. I would like to know why sometimes a lot of good bands with living in Denmark, it just stay in Denmark. Because we have some bands, a lot of bands, with coming from Finland, coming from Sweden, but a lot of time, a lot of bands from Denmark just stay in Denmark, and we have to fly each year when we go to Sweden Rock Festival to pick up some records only in Copenhagen. So It's a little bit costing because, as you know, Copenhagen is not on euro currency. But no. Why? It's so crazy.
Well, I think there could be several reasons to it. You know, we're so small that sometimes we have to really be aware of not, you know, we might not have the same, always the same self-confidence as if you're from Bali or London or New York. We're just little small Denmark. And sometimes maybe we attempt to, well, we'll just stay here. It's nice here. But I'm really trying to change that.
Yeah.
I want to go outside little Denmark. I love Denmark, but I want to go outside. And now I want to do everything I can to build up an audience in beautiful France.
Voilà, bah vous l'avez compris. Alors la question, elle était juste sur le ton de la boutade. Moi, je vais souvent à Copenhague, vous le savez. J'achète beaucoup de disques, j'ai découvert beaucoup de groupes. Hein. On parlera pas de Mike Tramp, de White Lion, de DAD et d'autres. Mais c'est vrai que il y a de très très bons groupes au Danemark et on a beaucoup de mal à avoir des fois les disques des groupes danois parce que ça sort pas du pays, ça coûte un petit peu cher. Mais comme le dit Mike, bah c'est parce qu'il pense que c'est un petit pays et que bah des fois ils sont très contents de rester là où ils sont au Danemark. Mais lui, Mike, il veut changer ça, il veut se faire beaucoup d'amis en France, il veut faire découvrir sa musique. Et passer bien sûr la douane, on va dire, et venir nous abreuver de très très bonnes chansons. L'album s'appelle une nouvelle fois, les amis, Raise Your Hands. Il est disponible. One last question, Mike, because this Raise Your Hands, it's look like a new one, but it's clearly something we share since 1 year now. Do you work and do you prepare something new for this year 2023?
Yeah, we're gonna tour a lot.
Yeah,
but I don't think there will be a new record out in 23. But I think because a few years ago I made my first acoustic solo record called 1 Million Miles, and I might, because I'm writing a lot of songs right now, and I think some of them suits that format. So I think the next record will be another
acoustic,
a follow-up to that one, another solo acoustic record.
Okay, good news. Bah voilà, vous l'avez compris. Donc, on aura à se mettre sous la dent le Raise Your Hands, comme le dit Mike. Donc, ils vont tourner, ils tournent beaucoup, et ils pensent pas qu'il y aura un nouvel album pour l'instant en 2023, mais on ne sait jamais. Par contre, il a dans les tuyaux un album acoustique qui sera la suite du 1 Million Miles qui était sorti au mois de mai 2019, que je vous invite aussi à découvrir. Et peut-être qu'on aura une bonne surprise de redécouvrir des très très bonnes chansons de Mike en acoustique en 2023. Et puis moi, je vous invite donc à découvrir ce Raise Your Hands, de venir voir en concert Mike et son groupe, donc le 15 décembre à Paris. Voilà, c'est aux étoiles, on se fera plaisir les amis, et je pense qu'il y aura beaucoup de monde. Et puis on va remercier Mike pour son temps cet après-midi. Mike, I would like to say thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
That was a great, great pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise.
I hope we can speak a lot in 15th of December after the show to speak about good music.
We'll have a beer and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Before we end in, Mike, do you have a quick French message? Do you speak French, Mike?
un petit peu. No, I don't. Actually, I am trying to learn it. Because so far, all I know is bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. And but I will promise you this, that the more we go back to play in France, the more French I will learn.
Thank you so much, Mike. So, on se voit le 15 décembre, 15 of December in Paris. Et puis, on va écouter le morceau titre du dernier album, Raise Your Hand, de Mike Andersen. On va écouter tout de suite Slamming the Doors, les amis. Merci, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike. Tac.
Thank you so much.
Tac.
Tac. This was a